This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability fiscal for a claimant by the name of Elizabeth Carlos. Date of birth is July the 28th, 1969. Case ID number is 349-7980. Date of exams, July the 19th, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated 5/11/22. And medical records from Dr. Carla Cavazos dated 4/14/22. Identifying information. This is a 52-year common law married female with four children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of asthma / allergies, chest pain, gastritis / liver disorder, hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, right knee pain, and neck pain. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2021, where she worked at a warehouse and cleaning for 5 years. She states she also worked as a cashier for another 4 years. During that time, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house with her common-law husband, is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegation number one, asthma / allergies. Number two, chest pain. Number three, gastritis / liver disorder. Number four, high blood pressure / hypertension. Number five, hypercholesterolemia. Number six, right knee pain. And number seven, cervical neck pain. History of allegations. Number one, asthma / allergies. The claimant states that in 1980, she was diagnosed with asthma and allergies. She states that the asthma is precipitated by walking one half block, climbing one flight of stairs, sometimes talking, sometimes at rest, and with seasonal changes. The claimant states that she did smoke at one time 1 to 2 cigarettes per week for 2 years and then quit because of her asthma. The claimant states that that asthma is precipitated by any kind of exertion and that she tires very quickly. She says rest relieves her asthma and is not related to any kind of food intake, although she states that she is on antacids at this time. The claimant states that when she does have the chest pain, she's given 2 nitroglycerin tablets that she puts under her tongue, a 0.4 milligrams. Her symptoms include shortness of breath, palpitations, diaphoresis, nausea, vomiting, and dizziness. Her risk factors include hypertension, positive family history of heart disease, smoking, menopause, and high cholesterol. The claimant has a history of peptic ulcer disease, and gastritis. She denies any history of hiatal hernia, biliary disease, pancreatitis, esophagitis, pulmonary emboli or costochondritis. The claimant states that she does have shortness of breath with pedal edema, which she states also is related to orthopnea, where she has to sleep with 3 pillows at night. She was diagnosed with coronary artery disease with angina and mild heart failure. Her physician at this time is Dr. Mahesh Changlani, and her condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number 3, gastritis/liver disorder. The claimant states that in 2021, she was having severe right upper quadrant pain that would radiate to her back area, which was very sharp in character. She was diagnosed with gastritis and possible liver disorder. She states the pain would last for approximately 15 minutes. And it was a pain that she had at least 2 times per week. The associated symptoms include nausea, vomiting, constipation, melena, weakness, a weight loss of 10 pounds within the last year, and food intolerance to chili, hamburgers, and milk. She denies any diarrhea or hematemesis. The claimant was diagnosed with gastroesophageal reflux disease and right upper quadrant abdominal pain and possible hepatitis. She was started on omeprazole 40 milligrams POQD, which gave her fair results. Her condition at this time is stable. Allegation number 4. Hypertension. The claimant states that in 2012 she was having chest pain, shortness of breath, parietal and occipital headaches, and blurred vision that she had been having for approximately 3 years before being diagnosed with hypertension. She denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction, cerebrovascular accident, or nephropathy. Her blood pressure at this visit was 134 over 86 mmHg, which is normal. She is presently on amlodipine 5 milligrams POQD and amelosartan 40 milligrams POQD. Her condition at this time is stable. Allegation number 5, hypercholesterolemia. The claimant states that in 2012, she was diagnosed with a very high cholesterol level. She denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction or cerebrovascular accident. Her last cholesterol level was 180 mg/dL, which is normal. She is presently on rosuvastatin 20 milligrams POQD, and her condition appears to be well controlled. Allegation number 6, right knee pain. The claimant states that 20 years ago, she started to have a right knee pain. She says no diagnosis has been performed. They did do some x-rays, which were negative. She denies any fractures, surgeries, or injections for her right knee pain, which the physicians say was more likely than not osteoarthritis. Her symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she usually feels in the morning. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 30 minutes, climb one flight of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, sweep a room, button her clothes and lift approximately 5 pounds above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top at this time. She has no assistive devices that she uses, and she is presently taking naproxen 500 milligrams BID, which does give her relief. The claimant states that the only other physical activity she does is light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, doing the laundry, watering her plants, and sometimes mopping. Her physician at this time is Dr. Ariana Ryan, and her condition appears to be stable. Allegation number 7, neck pain. The claimant states that in 1989 she developed pain in her cervical spine and states that she has spasms of her neck and that sometimes she has to move her neck around in order for her to feel relief. She states it's located in the lower part of her cervical spine and it radiates mostly down to her right shoulder. No surgeries have been performed and no other x-rays have been taken. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 block, comma, stand for 30 minutes, comma, sit for 1 hour, comma, lift approximately 5 pounds above her head and bend over to pick up clothes. She has no assistive devices or neck braces that she uses at this time. Her daily activities include watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, doing the laundry, comma, watering her plants, comma, and mopping. Her physician is Dr. Norma Iglesias, and she has not seen a chiropractor or received any kind of physical therapy. At the present time, she's on naproxen 500 milligrams BID, which she states does give her relief. She was diagnosed with a strained sprain of the cervical spine with possible osteoarthritis. Her condition at this time is stable. Family history. Her father is 86 and has high cholesterol, bradycardia, and hypertension. Her mother is 82 and has hypertension, cancer of the stomach, and has had coronary artery bypass surgery times 3. Medications. Rosuvastatin, 20 milligrams, POQD. Amlodipine, 5 milligrams, POQD, hydroxyzine, hydrochloride, 25 milligrams QID, meclizine, 25 milligrams TID, naproxen, 500 milligrams BID, albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs QID, omeprazole, 40 milligrams QD, montelukast, 10 milligrams QD, amelsartan, 40 milligrams QD, aspirin, 81 milligrams POQD. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, gastroesophageal reflux disease, comma, right upper quadrant pain, possibly secondary to fatty liver, comma, asthma, comma, obesity, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, history of COVID-19 in November 2021, comma. Right knee pain, possibly secondary to osteoarthritis, comma. Cervical spine pain, comma. Asthma slash allergies, comma. Coronary artery disease with angina and possibly mild heart failure. Major surgeries, 4th finger repair of a torn tendon, social history, tobacco, the claimant has a history of smoking 1 to 2 packs of cigarettes per week for 2 years. Alcohol, the claimant states that she drinks socially. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, but states that she did have a sexual transmitted disease when she was young, but does not recall the name of the infection. Physical examination, temperature is 97.5 Fahrenheit, weight 127 pounds, height 4 feet, 8 1/4 inch, BP 134 over 86 mmHg, heart rate 66 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, BMI 27, General. This is a 52-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you please drop down to H-E-N-T, the third sentence. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal, and the claimant does have bilateral contacts on. Her visual acuity is mildly abnormal with the contacts on. Could you please drop down to abdomen? Abdomen was soft and slightly tender in the right upper quadrant, but her abdomen was non-distended on palpation. The claimant had normal active bowel sounds with auscultation. No organomegaly or mass was appreciated on evaluation. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady, symmetric, but slow. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romber sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the thoracic and lumbar spine. However, the claimant did have abnormal range of motion of the cervical spine, and the claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is mildly abnormal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in both shoulder areas and the upper extremities. However, the claimant had normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was normal at 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 80 degrees bilaterally, which is normal. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant is able to squat and get up on her own, but with moderate difficulty. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally and was able to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices. She requires no assistive devices at this time. Neurological exam. Grip strength is +4/5 bilaterally. The claimant does have a minor problem with her fourth and fifth finger on the left side, secondary to a torn tendon of her fourth finger, which was surgically repaired. She has mild problems with extension. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting or muscle spasms. Muscle strength is +5/5 for all tested areas, except for the upper extremities, where her muscle strength is +4/5. Fine and dexterous finger control is abnormal bilaterally. The claimant has a grip strength of plus 4 or 5. And the claimant does have good pinching and opposing mechanisms of the fingers. She does have decreased mild flexion of the left 4th and 5th digit, secondary to a torn tendon that was repaired many years ago, but she is able to function with that hand. Fine and dexterous finger control is abnormal bilaterally. X-rays of the right knee, no acute findings. X-rays of the lumbar sacral back, no acute findings. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. She hears and speaks well. There is some evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of her left, fourth, and fifth digits, where she has difficulty in flexion. However, she still is able to make a fist and has a strength of plus 4 over 5 for her grip. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is mildly abnormal grip strength bilaterally at plus 4 over 5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, feel is mildly restricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual field and minor limitations in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitation in her workplace environment. Secondary to cervical neck pain and coronary artery disease with angina. Probable diagnoses. Number one, asthma / allergies. Being treated at this time with an inhaler appears to be stable, normal physical exam. Number two, chest pain, secondary to ischemic angina with coronary artery disease and possibly mild heart failure, appears to be stable at this time and being treated with nitroglycerin tablets. Number three, gastritis and possible liver disorder, secondary to a fatty liver. Being treated at this time with omeprazole, 40 milligrams QD. The claimant is still complaining of right upper quadrant pain and gastroesophageal reflux disease symptoms. Number four, high blood pressure / hypertension. Being treated at this time, her blood pressure at this visit is 134 over 86 and appears to be well controlled. Number five, hypercholesterolemia, - being treated at this time. Her last cholesterol level was 180 milligrams per DL, which is a normal reading. Number six, right knee pain, - being treated with naproxen, normal physical exam and X-ray. Number seven, cervical spine pain, more likely than not coming from osteoarthritis, has not been treated at this time, except for naproxen, 500 milligrams BID. Her condition is stable. Her physical exam was mildly abnormal. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Elizabeth Carlos